many of you are dog people here, rather than cats? Yeah, I personally am a massive dog person, and I absolutely love my cousin's dog, who is a black Labrador called Jasper. And a couple of years ago, when my cousins went on holiday, I got to look after Jasper for a week, and I absolutely loved it. I got to take him on walks, play with him, go to the park, and do all sorts of things. And it was then that I realised I really wanted a dog. And although it was a long shot, for the past few years, I've always been asking for a dog for Christmas, preferably a white Western Highland Terrier, and I'll call it Luna. However, I can't say my parents are as thrilled about the idea as I am. Have any of you ever seen those bumper stickers on the back of cars that say, dogs are for life, not just for Christmas? Well, that doesn't exactly help my cause, because one of the main reasons that I'm not allowed a dog is because my parents think after a few months I'll get bored and the novelty will wear off and they'll end up having to look after it. Some of you may have had Christmas presents in the past where you've been really excited to get it and you've like had it and used it for like a few days or a few weeks, and then like you've gotten bored of it and you've just like put it in the cupboard and you've forgotten about it. Or maybe some of you have had those presents from family members that you're not so over the moon about, like a really ugly jumper that maybe someone like your grandma's got you. No offense. So you only wear it when you're around there, but when you're not, you put it away and don't wear it. Like, some people might be the same when they come to church. So when they come to church, they put this jumper of faith on, and they're here and they have their faith when they're at church, and then when they leave, they forget about it and they don't think about it until the next week when they come again. Or some of you might be like the first present, where you come at Christmas and you're really pumped about like for church then, and then for the rest of you forget about it until you come back next year. See, whichever one of these you relate to the most, or maybe you think that you're none of them, but there's always room for more God in your life. And you can do this by like praying or reading the Bible and then acting upon what you've read in the Bible, because if you just read the Bible and not do anything about it, there's no point in doing it. There's a verse in Romans 12 that says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This truly is the way to worship him." So turning up to church is the start, and it's great, but the next step is to go out and live your life because of church and not just keeping it here on Sundays. And there's in Isaiah 9, verse 6, says, For to us a child is born, to us a child is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. This talks about a child that is given to us at Christmas as a gift, and he's an amazing Savior who is sent for us. And some of us take this gift and only use him sometimes, and we don't get the most use out of him. Now, you've probably all heard it before, the Christmas story, the true meaning of Christmas about Jesus' birth, and we're constantly reminded around this time of year. But however, like, God shouldn't be just around this time of year, he should be all year round. And we should never forget about him, because he is this amazing gift who is always there for anyone and everyone. So don't forget about him when the novelties were worn off and it's convenient for you, because God is for life and not just for Christmas. Thank you.
Okay, can I invite you all to stand for our last carol, O Come All Ye Faithful.